B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All our football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Over under 6 weeks until B. Mitch gets the new iPhone 16 Pro.
As long as they keep that AI stuff away from it, then I might get one. That's all they have the capabilities now, and I don't want nothing to be affecting anything I'm doing properly.
Interesting. Joining us now via the BetQL guest line is TJ Houshmandzadeh, pro bowler during his time with the Bengals, played 11 seasons in the NFL, 8 of them with Cincinnati. Hello, TJ. How do you do?
What's up, T?
Man, I'm doing well. How y'all doing, fellas?
We good, brother.
Thank you for making time for us, man. Obviously, a big game tonight. But we got to start with kind of the big game you and B played over the summer. TJ, we've been...
That was an ass-kicking, man.
What did you think of Family Feud?
Oh, man, I was... I'm ultra-competitive like many of us athletes are. I just thought it was no way we were going to lose, and we didn't lose. We got destroyed. I was very disappointed. I'm like a boxer that just lost. I want a rematch, or I need a do-over, one or the other. But yeah, I was upset, to say the least.
Oh yeah. If we had Dre just focusing on the game and know what happened right in front of him, it'd be okay.
There were some funny moments in that. Obviously, we're talking about when B. Mitch was on Family Feud this summer. TJ was also on the court. I don't know what you call that. The show, certainly. TJ, before we ask you about tonight's game, one more about Family Feud. Were you surprised how quickly B. Mitch lost when it was his turn to hit the buzzer?
That chick's fast, man.
Hey, B. Mitch hand didn't even move. when you go back and watch that,
it didn't move.
Her hand was on the buzzer. B. Mitch, I don't even know if he had a twitch in his hand. She was so fast.
Yes. Hey, fences are quick, man. They got quick hands.
Hey, quick is an understatement.
I mean, that very true. Very, very true. All right, now let's get to tonight's game. Obviously, you played for a long time for the Bengals at a really high level. I mean, you were part of some offenses that really cooked when it was Carson Palmer and
Chad,
certainly. What do you make of this Bengals offense now? Higgins back tonight, Burrow, Chase, obviously. How good is this team?
We don't know, and I believe the Bengals are going to be a really good team. I honestly, they missed T the first two games because, you know, you cloud Jamar and try to take the big play away. Who else is going to be the other threat? Now you do that if you want to, and T is going to single-handedly win the game. But I think they missed Joe Mixon. I really do. Mm. Joe Mixon, you see what he's doing down there in Houston, playing extremely well. But having T back tonight, is going to mean a lot for that offense. It just opens up the playbook. It probably gives Joe a little more peace of mind knowing that I can throw that 50-50 ball, and with T it's more 80-20. And so just that peace of mind that Joe will have when he sees T out there is going to be a big deal.
You mentioned Joe Mixon not being there, and in the first game I looked at them a little bit against New England. I'm like, they don't have a running game at all. Do they have enough of a running game to where, you know, you can begin to utilize the passing game that you have that they're so good at?
I believe so. But let's just be honest. B. Mitch, we played a long time, and the game has changed. It's evolved. Mm-hmm. But when you pay Joe what you pay him, when you have a receiver like Jamar and you have a receiver like T, they got to bring it home, bro. Mm-hmm. We want to run the ball, but it's not a priority. We got Ferraris on the outside. Let's go race.
There you go.
That's what it should be. And we going to throw the ball to win games. We going to run the ball to close it out. And that's how it needs to be. We don't have to run for 100 yards. We just need to be able to run the ball at the end of the game when we had that lead. And I think that's more important than anything. Offensive, and it really starts up front. you know, we get all the glory, the skill guys, but if you can't block and you can't affect the quarterback on the other side of the ball on defense, you're not winning. So everything starts with the big dudes in the middle, the O-line and the D-line. And so if the O-line is playing the way they need to play, we're going to run the ball very, very well. And if not, it's going to be tough sledding.
It's funny. Every former player you talk to or current player just says the same thing. The games are completely won and lost in the trenches.
Oh, yeah.
And every television show, analyst, person on social media just talks about skill position guys all the time.
Because all they care about is fantasy football.
It's interesting.
And real football is about the big guys making things happen.
Sure. TJ, I don't know that you've been able to watch much of it, but what do you think of Jaden Daniels so far, if you've been able to check him out?
Oh, I can't believe you asking me this question. Jaden Daniels is my boy.
Okay.
I love that dude. Like, I've been knowing Jaden for a while, man. We kind of grew up in the same area. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, same area.
Okay.
And so talked with his mother earlier today in the hotel. I want to see Jaden play well. I do. I want the Bengals to win, obviously. but I want Jaden to play well. I believe Jaden is going to have a hell of a career. Just to see his progression from Arizona State, his first year at LSU, then his second year at LSU, winning the Heisman, being the second pick, Jaden is going to turn that organization around. He's that good of a player. I'm pulling for him. He knows that. I want him to play extremely well. I want him to play extremely well tonight. I want a good game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I pull for Jaden. I'll see him in the offseason. He trained on the field that we're at all the time. I've seen the hard work that boy put in. And that young man was putting he had any free time at LSU. He was flying to California to train. And I noticed that. And so when you see a young man put that type of effort into being a great player, you always want to see the results pay off. You want to see that work pay off.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, damn, bro, you out here again. Yeah, he had a couple days off. No lie. If he had 2 days off, he was flying out to California to train. I appreciate that type of work ethic in him.
And we've seen that since he's gotten here. I mean, they talk about how he's the first person in. He was getting there, 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning. He's the last person to leave. He's always doing something to better himself. And I've been around a lot of young football players, quarterbacks also. Nobody has put in that amount of work. And the fact that he does, you know, I just think every time somebody asks me a question, I believe he's going to accomplish whatever he wants to because the fact that he puts the work in.
B. Mitch, we all know this. I mean, and it's not just athletes. It's people that work on in radio, just regular working people. The best workers, the best players, the best doctors, the best whoever, they're the hardest workers. They're not just good because they're good. They're the hardest workers. And so he's putting in the work so that the game hopefully will become easier as he starts to understand the NFL brand of football.
Yeah.
He is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league in a few years because he's doing everything that you just said. He's putting the work in, and when you work hard, 99% of the time, it pays off.
TJ, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this one. We're talking with TJ Houshmandzadeh, Bengals legend. You can follow him on Twitter at Hoosh84, H-O-U-S-H-84. I mean, you and Chad Johnson, then Ocho Cinco later, were a really dynamic duo. You know, Chad's personality is wild. I saw him down in Miami. I wonder, does he know Jaden through you? Because he came over and dapped up Jaden. What was it like being that close? Seems like a wild dude. What's he like?
Chad is cool. Chad don't know Jaden.
Okay.
But Chad don't act like he knows Jaden. Chad, that's just who he is. Chad is just he's a friendly dude.
Yeah.
And all these dudes know who Chad is. All these dudes watch Chad on TV. All these dudes at some point in time wanted to meet Chad. So when Chad does those things, he's just making them feel comfortable because they probably already want to meet him. What bothers me the most is when we as athletes think we're better than other people. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. You see an athlete, and he's just a really, really good athlete, and they're rude to other people. People come up and say hi to him. They can't speak to him. Oh, I'm out with my family. Well, they might not see you again. That's why they're saying something to you now.
Yeah.
And I just never like the athlete that does that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're put in a position to where people look up to us.
Totally.
Say what's up. Sign an autograph. Take a picture. It's not the end of the world. It's not going to ruin your day. And I think Chad is just being friendly with a lot of these young players because they all know who he is, and they may want to approach him, but they don't know how he's going to react. So he approaches them prior to that. That's just how Chad is.
Yeah.
But yeah, he don't he don't know Jay.
So TJ, what do you think for tonight? What do you think happens?
Man, I'm being honest, man. I ain't gonna lie to you now. I'll lie for you before I lie to you. I want Jaden to play well. I want to see a good football game. We got to win this. The Bengals, we got to win this. We have aspirations to be playing in January, late January. And so you can't start 0-3. We looked like we were turning a corner against the Chiefs. They called that pass interference, which was PI, but mysteriously didn't call it last night, but I digress. y'all see how I slid that in there, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I want a good game. I really want to see Jaden perform, but it's different though. You know, when you look at it, you got a new head coach in Dan Quinn, who I love his energy. You got Kingsbury as the OC, so everybody, including Jaden, is learning a new offense. That's gonna take some time.
Yeah.
Getting his eyes used to the speed of the game. That's gonna take some time. Normally around games 3, 4, 5, those rookie quarterbacks, you start to see progress. I expect to see that tonight, but I do expect the Bengals to win. But I think Jaden is going to be Jaden. If LSU had a defense last year, they probably won a national championship. That kid can just play. He can run. He can throw. It's not too much that man can't do. They need to get Terry McLaurin involved. But he needs to be involved in the offensive game plan. If I'm Kiff Kingsbury, my first 15 plays, 4 of those plays, they're not designed to go to Terry. They're going to him.
Uh-huh.
We're getting him the ball early so that he feels like he's involved. Like, get him the ball early. He'll play with a ton of energy, but I think that's what I would do. Get Scary Terry involved, and let's see if Jaden can cook and win this game for us. But I don't think they will.
All right, Angela sent me this information. You're doing some stuff with Snoop. And also the Chargers out there. Can you talk a little bit about the flag football thing you all doing?
Oh, yeah, man. So I started a flag league this past spring in Southern California. And I was, it was through the NFL flag football. And a good friend of mine, who met him when I was playing, he works for the Chargers. So he saw that I was going to start one. So he reached out to me and was like, man, we'll partner with you if you're interested. I was like, yeah, that's even better.
Hell yeah.
And then we have a mutual friend. And so Snoop's manager reached out and was like, man, what Snoop was doing in the tackle football, we want to get involved in the flag football if you would like us to be involved. And I'm like, that's even better also.
Yep.
And so we started the Snoop and Hoosh Flag Football League with the Chargers. Going very well. Going very, very well. The Chargers have done a hell of a job, man, of – we invite the players down to training camp. We'll have some kids out to the games. They'll get on the field pregame, like pregame passes. We'll have player of the week. We'll have student of the week because everybody may not be a good player. So we want to emphasize, like, if you're a good student, we want to invite the families and the kids out. So hopefully this is the first year of many, many years of this league growing. I believe it will because flag football is becoming an Olympic sport. Put more of an emphasis on it. I look forward to seeing the league grow.
All right, man. Well, good stuff, man. Keep it going, man.
TJ, this has been great, man. Thank you for joining
Appreciate you, bro.
Man, y'all keep up the great work, man. This fingers crossed for a great game, baby.
All right, dog.
TJ Hushmanzada.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. That was a great interview. I really enjoyed that. He wants to see the ball go to Terry. I know a lot of people do. Now, Grant and Danny come up at 2:00. Nobody go anywhere.